Close to.
5. How has the relationship between neighbours changed over the last 20 years?
I think that 20 years ago, people cared more about each other. I think that neighbours saw themselves as a kind of group to help each other. But now, with so much violence and dishonesty in the world today, I think many people are afraid to get involved with others. They don't know if they might be taken advantage of or get in trouble in some way. However, I think that inside, people want to find friends and they want to love. As Mother Teresa said, everyone, no matter what colour or creed, wants to love and be loved. I believe that even though we may not be perfect, I think we all would like to live harmoniously with our neighbours and others around us.
Community. 6. What are some of the qualities of a good community?
I think the most important quality of a good community is to be unified. That doesn't mean that every single person has to think exactly the same thing, because that is not possible. But I think they should all have the same ideals. In other words, to be compassionate and concerned about each other, to want to be honest and trustworthy. I know this sounds idealistic, but if you only want to better yourself and live to make yourself rich or more comfortable, you soon find that nothing makes you happy anymore. But if you can incorporate giving into your lifestyle, then you do not lose the joy of living.
7. In China, are there many facilities for improving relations between neighbours?
Well, there are some, but not very many. In the old days, the people in China simply had time, and this helped to facilitate relations between neighbours. Spending time really means the most in almost any relationship. If you spend time to talk or listen, that goes far to build good neighbourly relations. Of course, having a place to go to mix and mingle with people your own age also helps. You can see these facilities springing up here in China.
Topic 6. Neighbours. Neighbours. 1. Do you think neighbours are important?
I think neighbours are very important because they are some of the people that you are around every day. If you ever have a problem, you may need to ask a neighbour for help, since they are right nearby. If you are new in a place, you can always ask a neighbour where to find something, and they are also right there if you are in danger, and knowing they are there might make you stronger or less afraid.
2. What are the qualities of a good neighbour?
I think the most important quality of a good neighbour is friendliness. For example, saying hello when you see each other is a good quality. I often speak to my neighbours and try to be friendly, because one day I might be lonely and sad, and if I have been friendly to my neighbours, they will be friendly to me and cheer me up. I also think neighbours should be polite and not disturb each other unnecessarily.
3. Now that most people watch a lot of TV, how do you think this has affected relationships with neighbours?
I think TV watching has had a very bad effect on relationships between neighbours. In the old days, people would go out for a walk in the evening or sit outside their houses. They would make friends and keep up with what was happening in their neighbourhood. But now, many people just plop down in front of the TV in the evening and are couch potatoes. Having this kind of habit keeps people from being able to build close relationships with their neighbours and even members of their own family.
4. Do you think it's important to teach children how to have good relations with neighbours?
I think it is important for children to be polite to neighbours. If your children offend your neighbours, then it is hard for you to have a good relationship with your neighbours because they will be upset by what your children have done. One thing that is important for children to learn in life is how to relate to others. It is actually a good opportunity for them to learn this in their interactions with the people they live close to.